tetangga spesial kita kali ini adalah seorang aktor yang pernah beradu akting dengan George Clooney dan Julia Roberts. Ini dia, Maxim Bouthier. Di sini Maxim akan bercerita tentang hubungan dia dengan Luna Maya dan momen di mana dia harus kehilangan sang ibu. Obrolan kita di sini bukan hanya dalam, tapi seru juga. Apalagi ketika kita sama-sama mencari arti sebenarnya dari sebuah kemerdekaan. Inilah dia kisah tetangga kita. Hai, ini gue Daniel, tetangga kamu. Yuk kita mulai. Hai semua tetangga yang gue sayangin dan gue cintain, kembali lagi di Daniel tetangga kamu. Dan yes, gue tahu udah gak sabar banget untuk ngobrol sama tetangga kita yang satu ini. Tapi sebelumnya seperti biasa, gue pengen ngajak kalian untuk mendukung channel YouTube kita dengan cara klik tombol subscribe, atau mungkin kalian bisa memberikan super thanks, atau mungkin kalian bisa menjadi bagian dari tribe kita. Dan di sini ada QR code yang kalian bisa scan dan beli our official merchandise. Nah, QR code yang tadi itu akan membawa kalian ke official online shop kita. Dan kalau misalnya kalian udah pakai merchandise kita, jangan lupa di foto, di upload di IG, tag kita juga di @danielmananta_network, karena ya siapa tahu nanti bakal kita repost juga, you know, your swag of the day. Tapi yang pastinya sekarang ini tetangganya sangat spesial banget. This is Maxim Bouthier. How are you doing, bro?
I'm doing well.
Bro, itu kayak tadi tuh, gue kayak takut salah gitu mengucapin nama Maxim Bouthier.
Maxim Bouthier.
Kalau misalnya bahasa di Prancis sendiri orang ngomongnya Bouthier.
Maxim Bouthier. Maxim André Solan Bouthier. Soalnya ada nama dua tengah itu juga kan?
Right. Maxim.
André.
Salam.
Bouthier.
Salam itu apa?
Nama kakek aku yang dari Indonesia.
Wow. Yeah.
André kakek aku yang Prancis.
Ah.
Yeah. My dad, papa mama aku tuh waktu itu gak bisa decide which names.
Yeah.
But my mom maunya Nicola ya. Tapi mama aku maunya Nicola daripada Maxim, but my dad's like, no, Maxim is a good name. So akhirnya kita Maxim, and then they decided to put my grandpa's name in the middle as well.
Wow, yeah. That's beautiful. Anak gue yang pertama, Mila, itu gue akhirnya namanya Anna Gabriella, karena ya nama nyokap gue sama nama nyokapnya Viola.
There you go.
Yeah, same thing.
So same.
I didn't really...
Same, and kita pakai sweater, yeah, jeans juga sama. I think we have a little.
Gue masuk ke sini, gue ngeliat, loh, kok jeans kita mirip gini? Ini gaya kita mirip. Ini kayaknya gue jadi om yang lagi mau sok muda, kayaknya ya. Biar disandingin sama Maxim gitu. Bro, I am so excited to talk to you here. Literally sebenarnya Maxim udah, kita sering nongkrong actually beberapa kali.
Yeah.
Dan gue masih nungguin undangan ketemu sama bokap lu juga. Because I heard that your dad cook amazingly in Luna's new kitchen.
Yeah.
Jadi kayak, I cannot wait for the invitation, by the way. Yes.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Yeah, waktu itu kita bikin itu, it was so random. Kayak, papa mau gak kita masak-masak dikit? Soalnya itu kitchen kayak gak pernah dipakai sama Luna. Luna kan selalu keluar. You know, she always works somewhere. Dan dia kan punya kitchen keduanya buat Riri kan yang masakin.
Yeah.
And so I was like, beb, aku masak-masaknya ini kompor sayang banget nih, mahal-mahal masak gak dipakai. Kita pakai benar full kita pakai itu. Like you were in a kitchen.
Yeah.
Like you were in a kitchen.
Wow.
It's nice. Yeah,
wow. So. Do you cook, by the way, or is it just your dad?
A little bit. Yeah. Aku bisa masak sedikit because
better than Luna lah.
I guess. I don't know. dia jarang sih. Tapi karena I grew up, aku gedenya di dapur, you know, dari kecil.
Right.
My dad has been a chef, so kalau dia di hotel mana gitu. I just love going to the kitchen.
Mm.
Jadi bantu-bantu dikit, taruh escargot di keongnya,
oh, wow.
Put butter on top and stuff.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh, karena dia chef, kayak chef hotel gitu, restaurant chef atau?
Yeah, restoran, okay. Perhotelan.
Okay, no. Yeah. Okay. So that's why you're like semua yang makanan-makanan premium gitu, you actually help out juga and everything.
Yeah,
ya?
Yeah, kind of.
I love that, bro. You know, you said. Kalau misalnya ini podcast kayaknya lu jarang banget, dan terakhir kali lu podcast kayaknya di TS Media.
Yeah.
There was last year.
Yeah.
February 2023.
Antara Februari atau Maret ya.
Okay, like it's 1 year ago.
Gila.
Dan yeah. I'm so grateful lu beri kita untuk setelah setahun ke podcast dan akhirnya kesini gitu.
It's nicer juga kalau udah kenal, you know.
True.
Sebelum kita masuk ke area yang agak awi in a comfortable space, you know. Kita maunya di comfortable space. So I was like, yuk, ayo.
Gue ingetnya si Maxim datang gitu ya, kayak dia datang abis itu ke apartemen kita, Viola masak, lu sama Luna juga, dan habis itu si Maxim datang tuh pakai kacamata, kacamata kayak agak gelap gitu, shades gitu, shades of blue gitu kan. Pas masuk gitu, dia langsung dia bilang, guys, bukannya apa ya, gue bukannya so rockstar ya guys, tapi ini kacamata minus, lagi nyobain prescription.
Gue tuh waktu itu mau bikin prescription yang kayak mau coba dong yang biru gitu, and at the time kayaknya gue lagi syuting, gue lagi syuting, jadi rambut gue tuh masih kayak lurus banget, karena mereka ngoncatokin setiap hari.
Right.
So my hair was like, terus pakai kacamata biru, shades, baru aku beli, ya kan, gue berbeli itu kayak, ah mau coba deh hari ini gitu.
Right.
Malam-malam gue disitu kayak, aduh ini gue salah sih, terus pas buka gak kelihatan apa-apa, pas pakai kegelapan gue yang kayak, aduh. I never worn it again, since then.
Oh really?
Kayak gue mau ganti ini aja.
Iya, dan kita kayak, wah gila, emang bintang Hollywood kayak gini kali ya. Aduh. Bro, jadi gue pengen nanya pertanyaan-pertanyaan yang lumayan deep nih ya. Tapi gue punya ritual selalu untuk nuangin teh dulu nih ke tetangga gue yang datang ke sini, ke Daniel tetangga kamu. Dan kali ini gue pakainya teh melati. Kan identik banget sama rasa legit, tapi lu tahu gak aromanya? Ini gak kalah nikmatnya bro, nenangin banget gitu. Apalagi nih kalau misalnya lu lagi butuh pause moment. Kadang kan you know kayak ya gue sama istri gue, lu sama Luna, itu kan kadang-kadang ada lah up and down-nya gitu kan. Suka ada beda pendapat, jadi biasanya tuh kalau misalnya gue udah mulai ke arah sini gitu. Gue pause moment gue, itu gue diem, gue nyeduh teh dulu, gue sambil nikmatin teh dulu. Baru gue ngomong lagi sama Viola. Gak tau sih itu. Tapi itu trik gue ya. Ya mungkin lu bisa cobain juga tuh kalau misalnya sama Luna nanti. But Maxim, tapi tahun lalu Maret 2023, that was last year. Yeah. Di TS, itu lu di interview sama Luna tuh?
Sama Luna.
Itu
Luna
kalian udah deket atau?
Coba ya gue inget-inget ya. Itu agak spesial sih. Soalnya kita kan juga baru-baru deket at that time. Dan I think it was random. Jadi awalnya tuh random, gue dapet call dari manager gue. Mau gak podcast di TS?
TS Media.
Dan gue kayak, TS? Apa itu TS gitu kan?
Oke.
Okay. Itu loh podcastnya Luna. Oh. Siapa yang ngajak? Lunanya sendiri atau timnya? Timnya sih katanya gini-gini. Oke. But I wasn't sure if it was coincident atau memang Luna juga decide. Dan juga kan...
Tapi udah dekat, maksudnya udah kenal Luna?
Yeah, it was the starting point. Soalnya kita mulai... Kan kita podcast itu Februari, kita mulai deket Desember, Januari.
Mm.
So it's very, you know, masih awal-awal dating lah. Kita baru dating dinner 4 kali atau 5 kali gitu.
Actually, you know what? I remember, gue itu kan kalau misalnya, gue kan gak punya supir.
Yeah.
Jadi gue itu ketemu Luna di bandara, dan gue karena Luna sama gue itu tetanggaan, jadi gue kayak, Lun nebeng dong, selalu gitu. Jadi gue sama Luna itu seringnya, apalagi kalau misalnya satu flight bareng, gue pulang ikut lu ya, kayak gitu. Jadi, that night gue inget banget, kita balik dari mana gitu, atau ketemu di bandara, Lun, iya lu abis dari mana? Misalnya dari Surabaya, dari Bali gitu. Berarti lu pulang balik ke rumah? Iya, gue nebeng ya. Selalu kayak gitu. Nah, abis itu at that time, I think, she mentioned you without me knowing it's you. Dia bilang dia lagi dekat sama seseorang gitu kan. Nah, gue bilang kayak oh cool. But I forgot when.
Okay.
Tapi gue nggak pernah nanya sama dia sampai sekarang dan sama lu juga gitu. Yeah. How did you guys meet the first time?
Oh, the first time.
I think first time kayaknya kalian sempat syuting bareng.
Yeah. 10 tahun yang lalu, 9 tahun yang lalu ya.
Right.
Dan gue tuh kayak ngefans banget. Jadi gue awalnya tuh kayak Wah, starstruck lah.
Right, of course.
Gue datang dari Bali, sinetron pertama gue tuh Nada Cinta.
Oke.
Okay. Ada dia, tapi belum ketemu.
Right.
Tapi dia waktu itu gue ingat kayak ada ambar-ambarnya gitu. Sama teman-teman gue kayak, soalnya kan waktu itu gue masih nervous kan. Yeah. Ikut dong sama gue dong ke Cibubur. I'm just so scared, man. Masa syuting langsung, bam, langsung di TV, ditayangin besok. Blablabla. Kan itu kayak.
Right.
So I was there di lokasi, udah jam 1 pagi gitu. Terus gue nanti kayak ada Luna gitu lewat. Terus kayak, wah. Itu pertama kali gue ketemu dia. Terus pertama kali syuting, kita syuting sinetron, I think it was Bidadari, Putri Duyung.
Oke. Okay.
Putri Duyung, dia jadi Ratu Putri, apa Ratu Duyung gitu.
Mm-hmm.
Nah itu baru tuh pertama kali gue ada interaksi sama dia.
Oh wow, yeah. Jadi yang pertama kali lu benar-benar ngelihat dia,
yeah,
kayak
dari
jauh. Itu lu namanya, yeah, yeah. Itu lu namanya, gitu kan.
Point, like, wah pertama kali ketemu orang terkenal gitu. Wow.
Right, right. Yeah, padahal yeah. Bali juga kan, lu gak, yeah. Oke, okay, berarti pas yang di Putri Duyung, lu ngomong gak kayak misalnya, hey, gue Bali juga loh.
No, gue terlalu malu. I'm too shy, and I had the pressure of like, kalau ngomong salah gimana gitu loh, gue juga gak terlalu mau overstep the line. And
right.
And I'm not very good at that gitu loh.
Right,
gue
right.
Agak, sometimes I just non-stop talking kan.
Right,
so
right.
I never really made the approach. But kita pernah ada dialog bareng lah. And I was like, ooh nice. Gitu, and then.
Ketemu lagi kapan?
Like, ketemu lagi, ada, pokoknya kita ada dua judul lah.
Okay.
Jadi, at one point she became a bidadari.
Gila, dari Putri Duyung ke bidadari.
Okay,
aduh,
sinetronnya.
Roll, yeah. Luna.
Sinetron gitu lah. Akhirnya dia bidadari. And then we met again, which was 2022.
Yeah.
Desember. Oh,
dan dia udah jadi Susana.
Iya. Dia udah Susana. And lagi syuting Susana 2 waktu itu.
Gila, ini jauh banget ya. Jadi dari Putri Duyung, jadi bidadari, jadi Susana.
Iya. Gila ya. Iconic semua sih menurut gue.
Gila ya. Iya.
That's why I respect her. And
yeah, for sure.
That was it. That's how we met again. Dan waktu itu gue lagi agak euforianya baru keluar Ticket to Paradise.
Right.
Kita tayangin, you know, it was a bit of a
right. Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
That was what, 2022.
Yeah.
Okay, yang George Clooney sama Julia Roberts.
Julia,
ya. Yeah. And then after that, ketemu sama Luna lagi.
Yeah.
And
bener, we grew up in the same. So kita grew up memang di Bali.
Yeah.
Ya kan. And kita memang satu sekolah dulu.
Oh,
I mean generasi berbeda, tapi sekolahnya sama. And pertama kali gue pernah dengar namanya itu dimention sama salah satu teman kelas gue, ya di mana kakaknya itu pernah kelas sama Luna.
Sama Luna juga. Okay.
Which we met di Melbourne waktu itu.
Okay.
Randomly. And dia itu memang kakaknya teman baik gue.
Okay.
And the first time I saw her, sebelum gue liat TV itu adalah fotonya, foto dari sekolah gitulah, pokoknya Gandhi, we were in Taman Rama Gandhi dulu.
Right.
And I saw her right there. And that was it. That was the first like cuplik-cuplikan tentang Luna Maya.
Gue liat, oh ada foto sekolahnya dia gitu.
I was 14. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So I go way back.
Yeah.
Oh, dia baru kenal gue dari Desember.
Tapi
dia benar-benar kayak, hah, ayo kita pernah shooting bareng. Oh iya. Oh. Sorry gak tau. Yeah, I had this relationship for 10 years with you. Dan lu baru setahun gitu.
Baru ngeh.
Yeah,
kalau ada gue.
Baru ngeh existence.
Di dunia ini.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan how did you got close by the way? Maksudnya. Mungkin ini tips juga gitu ya buat cowok-cowok di luar sana gitu yang mungkin selama ini lu ngejar cewek tapi ceweknya atau misalnya lu kenal cewek, ceweknya ini misalnya kembang sekolah gitu kan, ceweknya ini emang lebih populer dan lain-lain, yang selama ini lu kayak wah ini cewek populer yang udah gue ngefans dari dulu gitu, cuman akhirnya tiba-tiba lu mempunyai kesempatan untuk deket itu, like how?
It was random ya, bener-bener random banget. I think that night kita cuma ngobrol-ngobrol aja. It was just like we hung out a bit. Dan gue tuh bukan tipe yang ngejar sih.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm not saying that dia ngejar gue. Tapi there was a little spark that night gitu. Kayak tiba-tiba kayak kita tuh udah kenal lama tapi baru kenalan gitu loh. Because kita colleague kan. Kita kolega udah berapa lama. And then I guess kita juga work friends technically gitu kan. Jadi mungkin kalau tipsnya menurut gue itu adalah kenalan aja dulu.
Yeah.
You know, like get to know her kalau benar-benar you know that type of like really no bad intention. Mm. Kalau ketemu sama that one other half, you know, like yeah. partnernya yang mau yeah. to be partner to be gitu kan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it. Gue sih nggak terlalu nyari-nyari sih.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want it to be organic. Gue yeah. sukanya organik. Apakah kita bisa ngobrol? We have good conversations.
Mm.
And abis itu ketemu aja dulu, makan yeah. bareng, lunch, dinner, you know, no expectations, just enjoy your time, dan semoga aja dia juga enjoy her time with me.
The companionship aja gitu yang paling penting gitu ya. Dan akhirnya lama-lama ya dari sparks itu akhirnya jadi eternal flame.
Iya, no. Soalnya itu yang gue bilang kayak, kita dinner deh, kita dinner yuk, abis itu kita dinner gitu, dates and stuff.
Bro, it's been a year dan ya, udah lebih dari setahun actually.
Setahun, udah
setahun. Setahunan ya. Wow. Kayak kalian ada tanggal, kalian ada tanggal jadian gitu gak sih kayak?
Okay, so officially, kalau gue bilang sih dari ulang tahun sih.
Okay.
But then ada juga dari Januarinya.
Okay.
Soalnya itu kayak awal kita makan bareng lah intinya gitu loh, makan bareng di mana it's not we made the plan.
Okay.
You know, kita yang bikin plannya atau lebih ke Luna yang bikin plannya. And then we met and that's it gitu loh. Itu kan kayak di luar circle of friends gitu kan.
Yeah,
it was just the both of us. So January.
Right.
Tapi April itu lebih ke we kind of went public with it gitu loh. You know, it's a bit complicated in our situation kan, dan gua at that point jujur gua tuh gak terlalu pengen publicize my personal relationship.
Yeah,
awalnya gitu.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously, suddenly I'm with Luna Maya,
yeah.
which was like, okay, well, my plan is down the drain. Tiba-tiba ketemu sama Luna. And it was organiknya kayak gitu lah, kenapa kita go public, because it was my birthday, terus gua post ada Luna and stuff. So, technically dari situ orang mulai kayak, tuh kan bener kan, mereka bener kan jadian, gini-gini. So, I guess the moment of public thing was my birthday, 22 April, 23 April, itu baru kita benar-benar kayak, you know. Tapi first kita mulai rolling lah, it was January.
Okay. January. Yang mungkin itu yang si, yang Luna sempat ngasih tahu gue gitu ya, tapi masih belum official juga.
Yeah.
Yang gue tahu pokoknya pas kita lagi pemotretan Uniqlo, you were there.
Yeah.
And you came and
that's true. That was pas like take the,
you were there di mana sih itu? Bundaran Hai situ. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, nah itu udah berapa, udah 6 bulanan tuh.
Dan actually gue taunya sempat putus dulu kan.
We did a break.
You had a break.
Because I just didn't know what was going on.
Tapi abis itu balik lagi.
And then balik lagi. The persistence was there. Ada persistensinya. Yeah. And honestly, I felt really comfortable with her sih. Kita dua-duanya ujung-ujungnya anak Bali. Dan teman-teman gue itu mutual friend-nya memang close sama keluarganya Luna juga.
Right.
So in the end, we were just
gila, one circle. Yeah. Itu yang kalian benar-benar kayak comfortable banget with each other ya.
Yeah. So we knew the background lah. You know, we kind of had that.
Okay, gue persahabatan gue sama Luna itu udah lama banget, sehingga there are times when Luna itu ketika lagi broken hearted di in her life gitu, in life journey gitu, there are moments yang gue sama Viola kita terbuka untuk gue boleh gak kayak lu datang ke rumah gue, kita makan bareng and everything, kita ngobrol-ngobrol, dan kita sendiri juga we speak encouragement to her gitu, kita benar-benar menyemangati dan lain-lain gitu. Kita ada satu momen di mana Luna benar-benar patah hati banget, dan gue bilang, Lun, you know what, one day ini gue ngomongnya juga udah setengah berair mata gitu, dan sekarang ini kalau misalnya nginget momen tersebut gue juga lumayan tersentuh juga. Gue bilang, one day there will be a whole family yang benar-benar bersyukur banget ke anaknya dia, anak laki-laki dia itu mempunyai istri kayak seorang Luna. You know, the parents of the husband gitu ya, husband, your future husband. And they will be so grateful having, not because you're Luna Maya, but because you have such a great personality yang benar-benar bisa sayangin anak mereka, anak-anak laki-laki mereka gitu. Dan mereka kayak, you know,
Dan si Luna yang ya amin kayak gitu. Yeah. So how are your parents? Like your parents sama Luna gimana?
My dad loves her. My mom also loved her. We thank God, like in the last few days of her life, you know, like she met her, gitu. She met her. Luna invited her to her house, ya kan? And yeah, they got to know each other lah. They got to know. And my mom itu, she's the type who said like, Maxim, kalau kamu senang, udah. That's it. You know, if you're happy, I'm happy. That's it, gitu. So I'm like, okay. And that's why I've always been single a lot. Gua tuh pacaran cuman like big relationships. I only had two.
Yeah.
Two before Luna.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because gua tuh, I don't like to just be in a relationship for the sake of it, gitu loh. Mm. Just because I have to or whatever. Mm. No,
yeah, yeah.
Gua mau cari seseorang yang kayak benar-benar bisa become a partner and you know, have downtimes-nya kan banyak, especially like people like us who kind of have like this exposure-nya kan besar banget, you know, in public life gitu kan.
Yeah.
Down moments-nya it's a bit lonely. It gets quite lonely gitu kan.
Yeah.
So just having a partner who can like support us seperti itu, I think it's already enough gitu loh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I want to look for someone like that, and evidently Luna kan also needs that.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who could also support her in her own time juga.
Yeah.
So we both met there gitu loh. And I think my parents saw that between me and her.
Wow.
And they're like, oh, she's nice, yeah. She's very nice. I'm like, yeah, she's nice, of course.
You mentioned kalau misalnya your mom sempat ketemu sama Luna.
Yeah.
So, and when was that?
So that was pas pertama kali ketemu, I think it was in August atau apa gitu, cuma sekali.
Okay.
Because gue lagi temenin nyokap gue untuk ke dokter waktu itu.
Okay.
Yeah, we were going back and forth. The whole year kemarin itu kita go back and forth ke
2023.
Rumah sakit. Yeah, 2023.
Oh snap, yeah, ini baru banget ya?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that, and then abis itu Januari tahun ini, where it was getting worse, we got mom out of the hospital.
Yeah.
And Luna kindly opened her house to my mom gitu kan. I was like, yeah, she doesn't want to be in the hospital anymore, you know. It's like the whole tubes and stuff, like going in and out. And just like, dia mau pulang gitu loh, mau pulang ke rumah, which is my mom's house was neighbors to her to Luna's.
No, wow.
We were always been neighbors since the heyday kan, so that also was a happy coincidence. And mom was like, yaudah boleh gitu. So we got to Luna's house. She was there for 5 days, and yeah, she decided to just, she doesn't wanna, you know. And that was it. Yeah, that was at Luna's. That was there, yeah. And she was there when it happened. Mereka sempat kayak ngobrol, sempat catch up, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So in that last moment, yeah, Luna was in our life, the whole family's life. Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why, like, yeah, she's marked.
Yeah.
A part of my life, like big time.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Dude. Gila, gue turut berduka cita ya.
Oh no, thank you.
Yeah, so but kayak wow, the fact that Luna ada di situ dan ibu berarti meninggalnya di tempat Luna juga.
Yeah.
Have you met Luna's mom?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot, ibu.
Ibu, yeah, I know.
Ibu, Tipi, Duli, yeah. They're so cool. So cool. And that's why I love the fact that kita itu punya background yang sama, because Tipi, Luna's brother, knows some of my friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Terus ibu, Luna's mother, juga kenal. So he used to be my drummer. Ada teman-teman gue dari kecil.
Okay.
Ternyata mereka tuh family friends dari kecil. And Luna went to her house when she was a kid.
Right.
Hari pertama kita kebalik, gue ketemu sama uncle-nya teman gua yang dulu itu Luna bawa sama ibunya tuh pergi ke Belanda and ketemu sama mereka, and Luna was like 5 or something. Gila. Ada dong cerita-ceritanya. Oh yeah, Luna used to be like this. Wait, what? You know her that long? Yeah.
Yeah.
How
yeah,
crazy
yeah.
is that? So yeah, oh, wow. Yeah.
Maxime, I don't know if you're ready to talk about your grieving moment dan mm-hmm. maksudnya the letting go moment. Karena yeah. lu sendiri juga tadi bilang gitu kayak wah gue lagi grief, gue lagi berduka, tapi yeah. at the same time gimana caranya gue berdamai the fact that seseorang yang sangat gue sayangin yeah. dan gue cintain banget dalam hidup gue baru aja meninggalkan gue yeah. gitu. Yeah. Nah, how boleh, dan itu kan bulan Januari ya, Januari 2024 ini gitu, yeah. so that's like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
How do you deal with it?
Obviously kita juga ada pengajiannya kan, satu hari ketiga, hari ketujuh, hari ke-100, yeah. ke-1000, you know.
Yeah.
That somehow it helps to deal with because
wow.
kita ketemu-ketemu sama keluarga, silaturahmi sama keluarga wow. gitu kan, kita ketemu-ketemu, we talk about the you know the past, oh this happened, ketemu sama teman-teman nyokap gue, you know that those things help, you know, and that is one part of it gitu, itu satu partnya, tapi awal memang agak complicated to kind of deal with it, soalnya itu there's no textbook, ada pengalaman gitu, mungkin ada teman-teman gue yang juga oh sempat kayak hey man lagi how do you deal with it. It takes a year, seenggaknya setahun ya to yeah. really like accept gitu. Soalnya gue kayak kemarin baru ulang tahun kan. It's my first time not hearing that
happy
those
birthday,
words gitu kan. Kayak dan nyokap gue sama gue tuh selisih ulang tahunnya tuh cuman satu minggu. My mom's birthday was on the 15th,
and yours and on the 22nd. Yeah.
And coincidentally kemarin pas ulang tahun itu 100 hariannya nyokap gue. So in a way I was like, oh it's okay lah, seenggaknya I feel like I'm still with her, you know, like there's this connection spiritually gitu kan. You know, weirdly like it's in my own way, you know. So yeah, I guess I'm still dealing with it.
Yeah,
I'm still dealing with it. I have moments where it's like, oh ini biasanya kita akan ngobrol nih because we talk a lot, you know, like she's like my best friend. Oh right, that's not there anymore.
Yeah.
That level of connection is not there anymore. But I think that's just how you deal with loss, you know? Loss is like that. And it'll either get better or worse, but it is what it is. It's yang gue liat. I cannot change the past. I'm just gonna really make the present apa ya, kayak count.
Yeah.
Make the present count because that's what my mom wanted. You know, gue selalu mau bikin dia bangga. I started acting because of her. I started music because, you know, a lot of those stuff was for her.
Wow.
And I'm still gonna keep on doing that.
Yeah.
Dan so dia somewhere sendiri, it's still here.
Exactly. Dan dia sendiri juga udah ngeliat kayak gila. Come on, anaknya itu pertama secara karir amazing. Right, dan abis itu udah ada Luna juga kayaknya yang in a way kayak udah jadi pasangan
buat anaknya juga. Like she knows I'm safe.
Yeah.
I'm in safe hands. Gitu. Yeah, completely. And the whole Ticket to Paradise thing.
Yeah.
The first thing I told my mom was, that's for you. I finally did it. Gitu loh, gue sempat main bersama aktor-aktor seperti itu. Because that's what I said. Mah, udah tenang. Because you know, movies was rocky a little bit. Gue juga kayak agak, I wasn't struggling. Tapi you know, there's just moments where I'm like, aduh. Kapannya I will have a movie that I'm just super proud. And I can really make you proud about it. Gitu.
Wow.
And kita selalu nonton film. We go to cinemas all our lives together kan.
Just you and your mom atau?
Yeah, just me and my mom.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And one of the biggest mark in my life was watching Ocean's 11.
Come on.
Yeah, with George and Julia.
Yeah, right? With your mom.
With my mom. We were watching that together and I was like, mom, I love this movie, you know. And I was, I don't know, like 11 or something.
Yeah.
Di Bali, cuma ada dua studio. And that was, to me, at that point of time, I was like, I started looking actors in a different way. Because I just love George Clooney.
Yeah.
I love Brad Pitt in that.
Yeah.
Matt Damon. And Julia was just like,
yeah,
glowing. And yeah, it was a mark, you know, and Ticket to Paradise was one of those things that like she saw me already achieved we cried together. You know, kita nonton itu di bioskop berdua. Like, gila. So somehow I feel like I've delivered that part yang kayak gua wanted to make her proud.
Yeah. And that makes things maybe easier ya. Maksudnya there is no regret gitu. Yes. Okay? There are some people yang mungkin gue masih belum ini nih. You know.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. There are moments where it's like, oh, I wish I could have been, you know, some stuff, you know, like, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
I cannot turn back time.
Yeah.
Itu the outside of my powers. Eh.
Yeah. Oh makanya your dad yang masak di rumah Luna juga gitu. Because mungkin dia sendiri juga ya perlu companionship juga ya and everything gitu. Yeah.
And at the time, because we became close. Me, my dad and Luna, you know, they just connected and yeah, we became a family gitu loh. And I was like, yeah, let's have dinner.
Karena gue kan, I don't know if you know, I think I told you, I deleted Instagram app from my phone. Jadi gue benar-benar kayak disconnect from everything what's going on gitu.
Yeah.
Gue cuma tahu kalau ada yang WA gue.
Yeah. But I like that.
Uh-huh.
It means kita ada waktu untuk ngobrol, no?
Exactly. Exactly.
Daripada I would know something about you through someone else, through social media and stuff.
Yeah.
Gue tuh agak, I always have trouble with that.
Yeah.
Makanya
yeah.
Gue tuh jarang posting sebenarnya. Which Luna grieves me about. She's like, kamu tuh harus posting. She nags me about that. But I agree. It's like, yeah, of course, you know, I want to build some kind of stuff. But gue setuju dengan ini.
Yeah. Jadi gue benar-benar cuma tahu informasi dari kalau misalnya kita ngobrol gitu. Like sekarang gue baru tahu gitu. Dan I mean, pas kita ketemu di kerjaan juga di Zenia kemarin itu kita we didn't even have time to breathe, right? Kita ngobrol main itu and everything. Jadi kayak and then we try to yuk nanti kapan ketemuan akhirnya sekarang ketemuan gitu. So yeah.
I think there's a change in the air. Sekarang kita udah tahu lah impactnya social media seperti apa, you know. How we connect with people, gak ada filter, connect with kita di Indonesia, kita udah bisa connect sama orang yang in America or like Europe or whatever gitu. But I think I feel like nowadays kita udah mulai balik lagi ke social, real life social, kayak we met in Zenya, we met maybe in premieres or whatever, kan sekarang udah lebih banyak hal kayak gitu, in my opinion, that like I feel like, oh good, you know, we're going back to that, you know. Gue udah mulai banyak ketemu orang secara langsung gitu loh.
Yeah.
Daripada dulu I feel like I was lewat DM, lewat WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Oh, I got this number from this. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know.
Yeah.
Sekarang, a little bit we're getting back to there again, you know. I think people are realizing we're losing the touch.
Yeah.
The social touch.
That's right. You know? Then ini enak sih. Nah, itu lah. Maksudnya the social touch kadang-kadang perlu di pour teh juga.
Boleh.
Ini social media enggak ada kayak gini kan, bro.
No, man. But that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make like a robot and then you can control that robot from far away.
Come on, that's just so silly. So that's why like, dan ini Indonesia banget, budaya Indonesia banget. Please have some of the tea.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Wah, enak nih, masih hangat.
Yeah.
Pas banget. Ini the jasmine tea-nya Sariwangi itu benar-benar I don't know ya. I think our conversation tadi lumayan berat sih, bro.
Yeah. I'm sorry by the way. No, I'm sorry good. We went to that like.
No, it's good. It's good. Yeah. It's good. I think this is the perfect you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I needed that.
Yeah.
Cuz at that point going okay, I need a drink. Yeah. I need to drink something like this to cool me down.
Yeah. This is the perfect drink to cool me down.
Yeah, perfect.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. Really.
Yeah, welcome.
Dan gue sendiri emang sekarang mungkin pengen tahu juga tuh kayak your conversation with God tadi lu bilang gitu kan ada apa sih namanya
pengajian 7 hari
dan lain-lain gitu. How's that your conversation with God gitu ketika lu ngerasa kayak Tuhan kenapa Tuhan mengizinkan mengambil ibu aku gitu and like what was that like?
My mother she's a very religious person. Dia udah dia ibu haji sebenarnya.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So she's always been connected to God.
Yeah.
In a way, gua tuh I felt connected through her, you know, because she's the one who taught me this stuff, yeah. Right? Jadi gue selalu merasa koneksinya tuh lewat situ terus sih, lewat ibu gitu. Mm. Obviously now it's a bit different gitu, so there are some changes. Cuman gue masih selalu punya my own way of spirituality.
Yeah.
My main thing is do good things, be good. Selflessness, you know, like no asking things back gitu loh. Like gue akan berbuat baik, just not because like not I want because, something yeah. back. You know? Yeah. I believe in that stuff because that's what my mom taught me. Mm. Gitu. So, and I think through her, that was my conversation to God.
To the creator, yeah.
To the creator. And obviously, you know, I like to speculate as well. Mm-hmm. But I'm also very open to a lot of different kinds of beliefs. Mm-hmm. Jadi, my I have my own way of connecting to God. Mm. And dari kecil sih gue kayak punya cara gue sendiri untuk berbicara seperti itu gitu loh. Oh. My own time, you know, I have my at night sometimes I'm just like menerawang, you know, I'm thinking like, oh yeah, you know, like stuff like that. I just talk to myself or something, yeah. But sometimes I'm like, that's not just myself, is it? You know.
Mm.
So yeah. I have a strong connection through my mother when it comes to God. Yeah.
So I feel like contoh kayak Ticket to Paradise gitu ya. Yeah. It's your mother's prayer gitu.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree with that.
Dan I'm pretty sure your mom juga doa ke Allah gitu, supaya anaknya dikasih jodoh terbaik gitu.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
That's why it's always been there. And I admit now I feel a little bit kind of like lost a bit, right? Because gue juga kayak, okay, now I'm really on my own, you know. Now now I have to mend those stuff. Gue udah harus mulai mend broken pieces of myself gitu kan. Because at the time I had help. I had help kalau misalnya gue kayak ada apa-apaan, she would be the one who consoles me and then she will make the connection between me and God.
Yeah. Gitu.
So again, it's another learning curve.
Yeah.
Like as we all do, that we have to do at one point of our lives, you know, that we always have to learn about something new.
Yeah.
So yeah, me, I'm at that point. I'm at that stage where I'm learning how to kind of just be more spiritually present in my own time.
Yeah.
You know? I guess.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Emang kadang-kadang di justru kita bisa mempunyai kedekatan dan keintiman itu sama the creator, sang pencipta, ketika kita lagi malam-malam lagi menerawang gitu ya, kayak lagi ngelamun, lagi dalam keheningan, lagi diem gitu.
Because there are night prayers as well, right? I mean, I because my dad is French. Mm. So I also have those both spectrum of views, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I just think like in this case, I think it's our own way, you know?
Yeah,
it's our own language. Gitu loh. That's why beliefs have their own language of how to communicate.
Exactly.
And I believe like I can communicate in my own way as well, you know?
Mm.
Sometimes I have nights. When I was young, this was very like, I just had big dreams, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to be this, I wanted to be that, blah, blah, blah. And I would talk a lot. Like that, gitu, like, oh, one day I'm gonna be like this.
Mm.
If you could just pave me the way to how I could go there, you know. I don't want it to be like that. That was what my prayers used to be like. I don't want it to be like that. I want it to feel like I've earned it.
Wow. Gitu, like,
I cannot just be tiba-tiba kayak udah that's it and then I just become I have the syndrome and stuff.
Yeah.
Gua gak bisa kayak gitu. Wow. I wanted to learn it. I want to have that curveball biar gua bisa juga merasa kayak I can have that status gitu.
Yeah.
You know, to really feel like I can talk about it in a way like I have experience in that.
Yeah.
You know. So my prayers was that.
Wow.
When I was a kid, I was like because I was a big fan of George Clooney.
Exactly.
And he started to be really kind of like going after his 40s or something.
Yeah.
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 But I realized like, oh yeah, but that's, now he's like this. He's so good. He has big paychecks because he has such good experiences. Gitu loh. And I will take that. That's what I want.
Yeah.
That was my prayers.
Yeah.
When I was 13, 14.
Then, yeah, setelah nonton Ocean's 11 gitu. Okay, yeah, with your mom.
And I was also, I love the band Muse.
Mm.
And Muse itu juga slowly, dia, mereka tuh slowly tapi pas naik itu naik banget gitu.
Yeah.
But they went through the gutter dulu gitu, lewat got-gotnya dulu. You know?
Oh,
they're
wow.
Not like all flowery and like super rich after kan. Awalnya, they had to go through so much stuff. Dan I want that gitu, I want that experience.
Ini menarik banget sih, gue gak, Maxim, ini menarik banget. Ini ngerubah perspektif gue banget.
Okay.
To be honest with you, I am currently lagi struggling about something. Dan tadi itu kayak ketika lu ngomong, gue ngerasa, iyalah, kalau misalnya langsung dapat suksesnya, dan gak ada struggle-nya, lu gak akan berkembang gitu.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like, kebanyakan dari kita kan agak manja, dan kita pengen ekspres gitu.
Completely.
Kayak, wah, Maxim bisa main Ticket to Paradise, gue juga harus bisa. Gue ke LA sekarang, nanti akan ada agent yang tiba-tiba secara gak sengaja nunjuk gue, dan akhirnya gue jadi ini and everything. People, kita semua gitu ya, berharap banget untuk dapat sesuatu yang instan gitu. Dan tapi doanya Maxim tadi itu, no, kalau misalnya Tuhan pengen memberikan gue kesuksesan, tolong kasih gue prosesnya juga gitu, jangan sampai instan-instan banget gitu. And gue gak pernah dengar ada orang yang doa seperti itu. So, mereka semuanya doa sama Tuhan tuh pasti kayak doanya,
I want to be sukses.
Yes, kasih gue uang kaget dong besok gitu misalnya. You know, like give me money tomorrow gitu.
Yeah.
I'm, aduh gila gue, mobil gue dua, gue perlu mobil ketiga nih.
I guess why I did it that way, soalnya gue, gue tuh gak datang dari keluarga yang berat. I mean like we were medium class, right?
Yeah. Gak susah-susah banget juga, tapi gak kaya-kaya banget.
We're not there, bokap gue tuh kerja.
Yeah.
Kerja keras. And yang gue lihat itu gue harus bisa tahu, kalau misalnya momen dari sukses gue tiba-tiba menurun, gue harus tahu gimana baliknya lagi gitu loh. And that's obviously good. That's the process again.
That's good.
And I think there's a curve every time in life. Itu selalu bagus, habis itu ada momennya lagi low and naik lagi gitu. And it's always been how I've lived, you know.
Yeah.
Gua main sinetron, film, blablabla, terus tiba-tiba gak ada terlalu banyak. And after that, just reprocess again. And especially in our job description, it's so fast.
Yeah.
Perubahannya cepet banget.
Yeah.
Ya kan, dari sinetron film tiba-tiba sekarang OTT, film festival. You know, you have to be able to adapt to all the spectrum. And dari kecil gue udah lumayan bisa lihat itu sih. Because I just love actors and musicians. Dan mereka tuh selalu ngadaptasi inspirasi yang ada at the time to be relevant. Right? And how did they start like that? Oh, well, they did some bad stuff in the beginning to really see your identity. That's one part as well. I want to have an identity.
Right?
I want to have identity yang mungkin gue tuh gak dapat itu dari orang yang gue suka banget, yang gue idolize, and that's it gitu. I'm just gonna go with that only, you know. I would have to have a little root to myself gitu, and that's paving the way. And talking about now, as you said, semuanya lagi instan sekarang because everyone could go there as quickly, as fast as possible because of
viral.
You just make one video, you're viral, boom, you can be a star.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is good. That's the way it is, you know? I mean, I don't mind it. I'm not gonna, you know, complain about it because, okay, now I'm gonna adapt to that too now, you know? But, don't lose your experience.
Yeah.
Experience is everything to me.
Gue ngeliat ya, your prayers gitu ya, kayak pertama ngefans sama George Clooney, akhirnya main film sama George Clooney. Ngefans sama Luna,
that's true. Oh,
bentar aja, gue lagi nunggu nih, kapan nih sama Muse ya?
So I'm getting close.
Oh bro,
really? Yeah, I met someone who had a like, oh yeah, gue kemarin selfie sama dia.
What?
Sama Matthew Bellamy, wow.
What?
Yeah. So I was like, oh cool. Okay, it's getting close.
Kapan gue duet nih sama
But at the same time, gue juga waktu itu kan shooting sama George Clooney.
Right.
And George Clooney and Matthew Bellamy are neighbors in Lake Como, Italy.
Come on.
Yeah. So I'm like,
George, gue kapan main ke rumah lu? Ya,
kira. One day.
Oh, oh wow. Ya, ya, ya. Eh, itu lucu banget sih. Actually, pas gue lagi di Lake Como gitu ya, itu literally kita lagi tour gitu kan sama ada tour group itu. Itu semua orang bilang, this is George Clooney's house.
No
gitu.
Way.
Gue tuh selfie-selfie.
Ya,
gitu. Emang, emang itu malah jadi attraction banget. Yeah. Which, menurut gue, kalau misalnya ya, let's say Indonesia itu pengen naikin tour-tournya mereka gitu ya. Udah kasih aja satu tanah ke bintang Hollywood gitu. Misalnya guys, Brad Pitt baru aja invest di Pengalengan. Nah abis itu bakal banyak orang yang ke Pengalengan yang foto-foto. Exactly. Wah ini kebun tehnya Brad Pitt. Gitu kan. I don't know. I think
it's crazy ya how what people would go for.
Exactly.
Just for their, for celebrities, you know?
For sure. Gue aneh banget karena gue sendiri juga salah satu yang foto di depan rumah George Clooney di Lake Como Italy, you know. But you know, lu itu sebenarnya lebih musician daripada actor actually, karena dari tadi tuh kita ngomongin tentang tapi nggak tahu ya
the acting journey,
yeah, tapi your musician sendiri, lu baru ngeluarin single?
I have a couple. Itu lebih passion sih.
Itu passion.
Yeah, music is something very deep in me. Gitu. Music to me is how I express in really, really my own way. Kalau acting, you know, you express in people's way how I view people. Gua kayak observe and I translate and I act that way gitu.
Okay.
So that's acting to me.
Yeah.
Jadi gua kayak put a front, a mask. Kalau musik itu, it's behind the mask.
Oh, yeah.
It's my own self and personal lah, very personal.
Lu menyalurkan banget apa yang lu rasain, siapa Maxim di musik lu ini.
Yeah, in certain point of my life gitu. Yeah. And it's my own way of talking to people sebenarnya. If you listen to my music, they're very very like personal.
Yeah.
Tapi gue kayak ambigu dikit, you know, gue ambiguin tentang society, tentang apa, bla 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 gitu.
Right,
so, yeah, that's my passion.
Tapi I think, gue sendiri lagi, you know, lagi promosi-promosi film Glenn Fredly kan. Jadi I feel emang,
congrats by the way. Congrats for the release.
Si Glenn sendiri juga menuangkan semua emosi jiwanya ya di musik juga sih. So kita bisa dengar kemarahannya dia terhadap negara ini misalnya, atau ketika dia patah hati, which is yang semua orang relate banget kayak gitu melalui ini juga lagu-lagu dia. What are you trying to say then through your music?
Well, it depends.
Depends on your mood.
Depends on my mood. Tergantung juga what is going on in my life gitu. Tapi selalu ada benang merahnya. Benang merahnya itu selalu. Have you read George Orwell's book 1984?
I haven't read it, but I've heard of it.
You know about the whole society happened. Kayak itu lebih ke tentang society, how it's controlled by technically one person or like a full
the global elite gitu.
Yeah, that's it. You know, and the idea of freedom, it's actually not freedom, it's all just recreated freedom, you know, all that stuff. Itu subject yang gue suka.
Okay.
Yeah, subjects where it's like, is it actually freedom? Are we really free? Are we really that?
Wow.
Like, or is it recreated freedom for people, and is it good? Is it bad? We don't really know. I don't know if it's good or bad, to be honest. And I'm in that gray area where it's like, I like to talk about those stuff gitu. Dan lebih banyak musik gue tuh lebih tentang itu. And the desperation of finding love gitu loh, in people. Not really about myself sometimes, but obviously itu kan ada dikit tentang gue juga kan. Kayak finding love, finding happiness. Itu it's like textbook.
Yeah.
Kayak that's what we want. But why? Is it because that's what they tell us to do? My questions goes around there.
Wow.
Is
this lu bilang tadi lu passionate banget soal itu gitu. So jadi freedom sendiri buat lu sendiri apa? Lu sendiri udah truly freedom, udah truly bebas belum? Udah free belum?
No, I don't think so.
You're still controlled by this entertainment.
To me, being free
is
this is what I always say ya. Kalau misalnya kayak look, you know what? If I'm really just tired of the hustle and bustle of a city life, my one thing that I really wanted to do sebenarnya itu adalah just get a farm somewhere in Italy and live off that. Benar, I just want to live my life easily and gua akan live with what I grow gitu loh. And I think to me that would be kind of freedom. But now they have some farm problems in Europe as well, so you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jadi gue menurut gue itu sih, that will be like freedom, you know, because you work your own survival, you know, rather than like you have this money, power, greed, fame and stuff.
You know, you know? Kita bisa ngomong itu karena kita udah ngerasain the money, power.
True.
You know,
that's true.
Money and power, kita udah ngerasain gitu.
I would be biased because gue juga live in that position yang dimana kayak I have public eyes,
exactly.
Attention.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Sampai satu bulan pertama, lu mulai ngebajak sawah, lu mulai nanam bibit-bibitnya.
Yeah, do my carrots, my potatoes. I already have the idea. Like I just, okay, I'm gonna have carrots, potatoes, terus lettuce-nya di situ,
wow.
And have some chicken, you know, really like happy chickens, you know, happy cows for the milk, you know, gitu-gitu.
Sampai akhirnya your first month.
Yeah.
Dan abis itu your carrots ada yang busuk, your pen. Abis itu ada musang yang ngambil
it
your potato.
It will probably take 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years for me to really get that going, you know.
Yeah.
Which is, again, another process, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think nothing is instant and I wouldn't mind doing it.
Tapi lucunya ya, sekarang ini emang kita yang lagi hidup di hustle and bustle and everything, kita emang pengen jadinya slow living gitu kan. Yeah. Jadi kayak kita pengen slow living, kita pengen bangun pagi, keluar ngelihat landscape of pegunungan dan lain-lain gitu sambil sip our coffee.
Di
Switzerland. And then our chicken like going around, you know, that's the ideal. Yeah. Kayak gitu kan. Tapi kayaknya untuk lu misalnya sama Luna gitu ya, seminggu lah cukup.
Yeah. I guess, okay, here's the thing though. We grew up in Bali.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Dan gua grew up di Bali. And I think Bali lifestyle, I got embedded in my head.
True.
Jadi gue memang, I've always been slow living like that gitu. Right. Tapi selalu exposed with art.
Yeah.
You know, makanya gue tuh passionate banget about music and still want to have that slow living, you know.
Yeah.
And Luna is somewhere there too, sebenarnya. Luna is somewhere there.
Abis lu ambil gitar, lu tinggal nyanyi lagu-lagu Jack Johnson. Udah completely. Kayak slow livingnya enak banget sih di situ sih.
Have a nice house somewhere, you know, like. Obviously, we live in a world where you can't buy anything for free, right?
Yeah.
So, masih ada, pasti akan ada tetap hustle and bustle-nya gitu loh.
Yeah.
But happily, you know, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the slow living part, I think, it's always been there.
Siapa yang ngira Maxi Butia itu pengen jadi petani gitu kan? So that's new, man. Like I love that. You know, karena emang kayaknya sih udah mulai ada movement di mana dan again Jakarta sendiri juga udah centralized banget. Kalau misalnya ngeliat di Eropa, actually orang-orang udah mulai keluar dari perkotaan. Mereka udah mulai menjauh. True. Mereka udah beli beberapa lahan tanah dan mereka udah mulai itu. Jadi mungkin bukan mereka yang ngelakuin, tapi mereka hire people untuk ngurusin ladangnya mereka gitu. Itu kalau misalnya di gua, the perfect itu ideal adalah gua ngelihat di Switzerland ngelihat landscape mountains. Kayak gitu, mountains and everything, ngopi, abis itu ada, hey, my hired hands is like, lagi ngebajak sawah.
How lovely would that be?
You know, like, exactly.
Have a nice coffee.
Nice coffee, tea. Abis itu balik-balik, abis itu Viola baru aja make breakfast. Scrambled eggs dari our chicken ya? See.
The kids working. Anak-anaknya udah mulai kerja
Itu udah the best banget gitu. Wah gila, we enjoy that.
What a story. Guys, thank you for listening to this podcast. Tapi tenang, ini baru part pertama. Masih ada part selanjutnya. So, biar kalian gak ketinggalan, yuk di follow dulu. Ingat ya, Daniel tetangga kamu.